Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi there, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. How can I learn English fast at home? That's something people want to know. Well, I don't know that it's possible to learn English fast using any method, but listening to Adept English will certainly help you build your English skills and help do essential preparation in your brain for speaking English fluently. A few people have been asking for a podcast on job interviews in English. Quite a few of you have been emailing us and telling us that Adept English has been helpful in situations where you've had to show that you can speak English as part of a job interview. So there are several directions to go in with this topic area. Today I'm just going to do a general podcast about job interviews. But if you would like more specific information on, say, vocabulary for online job interviews or tips and advice on doing online interviews, let us know and I may do further podcasts on this. As ever with Adept English, you can learn English language for specific situations. So today I'm talking about job interviews. So first of all, the word interview, I-N-T-E-R-V-I-E-W. This is the meeting you have with someone when you are looking for a job, J-O-B. That's work. So the word interview itself, that's the noun, which means the actual meeting. The interviewer is the person running the interview. The person who represents the company or organisation that the job is with, and the interviewee is the person being interviewed. Another word for interviewee is candidate, C-A-N-D-I-D-A-T-E. So a job candidate or an interview candidate is the person coming along to be interviewed because they're interested in the job. There's also a verb to interview. This is usually used of the person conducting the interview or the organisation. So you might say, Marks and Spencers are interviewing for shop floor assistants. But you may also use this verb the other way round. I had an interview with Marks and Spencers, or I was interviewed by Marks and Spencers, or even I interviewed for a job at Marks and Spencers would be other ways of saying this. Some more vocabulary which might be used instead of job. You might talk about a position with a company. The word position, P-O-S-I-T-I-O-N, can be used in different ways. It's often used to mean simply how your body is placed. So a sitting position or a standing position. You might talk about positions in yoga or ballet. Or you might talk about what position you sit in at your desk using your computer and whether it's good for you or not. But a position here means within an organisation, a job in other words. You might say, I'm interviewing for a position as a locum vet, or I'm interviewing for the position of teaching assistant in a school. Another word sometimes used to mean a job is role. R-O-L-E. Some jobs are immediately recognisable, like a teacher, a cleaner, a doctor, or a shop assistant. Most people would know what those jobs entail. But if you're working in a business and the job is not as defined or as well recognised as that, then we might talk about a job role. So this means the organisation can decide what is expected, what your duties are within this particular job role. The role involves managing two accounts and leading a small team, or the role involves onboarding new starters. That means part of your work would be looking after people who've just joined the company or the organisation. another use for the word role, R-O-L-E, you would talk about an actor having a role in a film or a play. So role means the part you play. If you talk about a graduate job, the word graduate, G-R-A-D-U-A-T-E, means someone who's got a degree, a qualification from a university. They've graduated. So a graduate job means a job where someone must have a degree. But the term graduate job also means the type of job you do. It's at the start of your career. And career? That's C-A-R-E-E-R. Your career simply means your job history or the future in your job. Career can be used about the past or about the future. A person has a career. And we might talk about someone balancing career and family. If someone is interviewing you for a job, they'll probably ask you about your employment history, which means all the different jobs or job experiences you've had in the past. That's your career. Another couple of words which are relevant to the job interview process, an employer. That's the person offering the job, E-M-P-L-O-Y-E-R. An employer will be interested in both your skills and your experience. A skill, S-K-I-L-L, is something that you learn. Like being able to speak English, that's a skill. Skills are learned gradually through practice. So there are lots of skills which you might need to do a job. Being able to drive a car, a van, a lorry, they're skills. Or your particular skill may be that you're good at explaining things to people. An experience, E-X-P-E-R-I-E-N-C-E, that means what you've done, what you've had exposure to. So your work experience may include bar work or restaurant work. So an employer might want to know that you've got experience of these things or experience of customer service. Or experience of working in a particular industry, like advertising or marketing. Just taking a moment to talk about one of our courses, if you want to help your English learning even more, then visit our website at adeptenglish.com and find out more information about Course 1, Activate Your Listening. This course introduces you to three topic areas, the UK, food and education, so it gives you practice at understanding English conversation on these topic areas with two people speaking. Not just me then. Conversation is harder to understand, so this is good practice. And in the course, I help you understand the conversations too. So you might start thinking, oh, I don't know what these two people are saying, I don't understand. But by the time I've explained it to you, you will understand and you'll be able to listen again and understand it all. So Course 1, Activate Your Listening, is really good experience. Check it out. Back to our topic. If you want to apply for a job, how do you communicate your interest? How do you show your skills and experience? Well, the first thing that you probably do when you decide that you want to apply for a particular job, you send them your CV. So in the UK, we tend to use the term CV or curriculum vitae. That's Latin, which means you list details about yourself, your education, your school, your college, your university. You list on there your qualifications. That's Q-U-A-L-I-F-I-C-A-T-I-O-N-S. That really means all the exams that you've passed. These may be school or college exams, or they may be professional qualifications too, so specific to your particular profession. And of course, on your CV, you would also put details of your career so far, your employment or your work history. You may also put on there details of your interests or things that you enjoy doing in your spare time. And a curriculum vitae or CV, in the US, it's called a resume, R-E-S-U-M-E accent. Obviously, there are variations depending upon the type of job you are going for. And of course, there may be specialist language which is particular to your profession or to the type of work that you do. And there are variations on the CV or resume. That's fine for most professions, but if you're a graphic designer or someone who works in fashion, you're more likely to show examples of your work in what's called a portfolio. That's P-O-R-T-F-O-L-I-O. And this word is used of a large folder of artwork which supports your profession. But of course, your portfolio or images or even your animations may be online. They may be digital. And if you're an actor or a model, then instead of a CV or a portfolio, you might have headshots, which are photographs to show your appearance, what you look like, or even a showreel. That's a video demonstrating your acting skills or your modelling skills. So learn English language for job interview situations. Let us know whether all of this has been useful vocabulary. This podcast has been very general vocabulary about work, jobs, job applications and interviews, but hopefully useful nonetheless. Give us some feedback, get in touch, let us know. What sort of thing would be helpful? It's always good to hear from adept English listeners. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.